Welcome to the Charlie and Ellie Baby Show, the podcast about bar talks and things people do not dare to talk in public. Get ready for some dark humor, nonsense, explicity, and steamy topics. On today's episode, Sugar Daddies, with your host, Charlie and Ellie Baby. What's up, Nelly baby? We're back. Man, we sure had a great time last week with the whole cheaters thing, because I actually was talking to people about the topic and they agreed that yes, you guys are better cheaters than we are.
No, I still
think, I mean, we did prove the data, but the funny thing,
but of course men are going to take men's side.
It was actually women who took my side.
I don't know women that you talk to.
I mean, you can just go to anyone and be like, hey, listen, what do you think about this? And they'll give you their two cents. They'll definitely give it to you. Actually, someone did actually give me a whole plan on how they are better than we are.
Probably because they're experienced.
Maybe. I didn't actually ask, but I was very amazed and shocked that she actually had a whole plan about it. But again, I didn't ask any questions. I was just like, okay, man, you know, you do you and whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't question things. I don't question things. But let's get started. Okay. Remember that question that I was asking last week about if you would be unfaithful after the age of 80?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that brought us to a whole different topic, right? It went south. It really went south. I didn't think about this, but someone said that yes, they could see someone at the age of 80 cheating. And that's what we consider an old school sugar daddy. Now, I don't know how we went there. I really don't know. That just opened another can of worms in my head that I said, dang, a sugar daddy? Right? Mm-hmm. So, because they actually did bring it as a topic. And the funny thing is that the last three topics, justifiable line, are women better cheaters than men? And the sugar daddies were actually recommended by women. That is funny. That is so funny. I'm starting to see a pattern here. That's so funny. But the point we're going to talk today, old school sugar daddies versus young sugar daddies, right? Or what, new school sugar daddies? I don't know.
New
kids on the block. The benefits of being a sugar daddy, the negative aspects of being a sugar daddy. And I guess we got to help somebody out, right? How to find a sugar daddy. Okay, so what is a sugar daddy, Nelly baby? Since you know you have it on your name. So what is a sugar daddy?
Just because I'm a Nelly baby does not mean I have a sugar daddy.
Okay, fair enough. But what is a sugar daddy?
Sugar daddies are usually like older dudes who either got money or they're rich and well endowed, maybe, hopefully. If not, they got their money to cover them from their lack of well-endowedness.
Okay, so what I...
support younger partners, either, doesn't matter the gender, because it all depends on what sugar daddy likes. That costs, you know, they pay for, you know, sugar baby's expenses for, you know, exchange of other goods.
So what I found, because again, I have to go to the root of the problem, right? I mean, they say new generation of sugar daddies, old generation of sugar daddies. And I honestly, to me, I was like, what the hell is a sugar daddy? Right? I wouldn't know because
it's
a
candy.
It's candy. That's what I thought, but it's not. Right? That's what I thought, but it's not. So according to this, a sugar daddy is typically an older, financially successful individual who enters into a mutually beneficial relationship with a younger partner. The keywords here are mutually beneficial. That's what I'm getting into, right? The sugar daddy provides financial support, gifts, mentorship to the sugar baby in exchange for companionship, intimacy, and casual relationship. Now, I actually went, when I heard sugar daddy, I went with the most common perception that is a sexual thing. Turns out it's not. It's more of an emotional thing. And now that I see the definition, mentorship. How does a freaking sugar daddy mentor you? Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
He's
like,
teaching you the ways.
What is it, Yoda?
Yeah, he's teaching you the ways.
Yeah, I will show you the way. Yeah. Because I'm your sugar daddy.
Because you know? One day you will be the next sugar daddy. Yeah.
No.
You, sugar mama.
Sugar daddy will be one day.
Uh-huh. Right? I'm just saying, you know, it, I don't know. But what qualifies an old school sugar daddy? Okay, what are the characteristics? One, financial stability. So let me read this list to see if I can qualify later on to be a sugar daddy. Okay, financial stability. Okay, I'm already done. Because, I mean, I can, with inflation the way it is right now, I can't even afford two tacos to take anyone to the park.
Tacos are expensive.
I know. I mean, the Chinese date that I had, that was my number one card, that shit went out the window. Because Chinese, it's expensive now. It goes above 10. I actually bought one for $13. That shit was expensive.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Generosity. Come on. Me being generous? Shit.
You want something out of it.
Come on. Of course not. Honesty. I'm not a place to fit. Respect, communication, experience, compatibility, and discretion. I can go with the experience. I'll probably qualify for the experience. You know what I mean?
Your experience?
In certain things in life, yes. Oh. Yeah. Not sexually.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, if that was what you were implying, that was not, I was not going to go with that. So yeah, no.
I say you got some explaining to do.
No. That's why I'm clarifying here right now. That is not where I'm going with it. All right. I'm going with that. Okay. So one of the things that I found was, and it says this, it's unlike traditional notions of a sugar daddy relationships, the new generation of sugar daddies seeks more than just companionship or intimacy, right? They may offer financial assistance, mentorship, career guidance, or network opportunities to the partner. In return, the partner may provide companionship, emotional support, or other forms of gratification. Other different aspects, it is not limited to older men and younger women. People from different genders, sexual orientations, age groups can engage in these relationships. Okay, with that being said, I don't know if I should be an old school sugar daddy or a new school sugar daddy, because the networking, I think that's where the hypergamia that we're talking about last week comes into play. Because if you're a woman and you find a sugar daddy, not old school sugar daddy, but new school sugar daddy, and he has connections, let's say, I don't know, probably he's Bill Clinton, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're Monica Lewinsky and whoever is born in the 90s. That was the affair there was back in the 90s with, you know, Tucker Dick. I mean, she did. I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
She had some hot dog.
She just had a hot dog. I'm just saying. I mean, if that is the networking, why not take advantage of the new sugar daddies? I don't know. What do you think?
Networking to me through sugar daddies and sugar babies just means like sex or escorts.
I was thinking more of a prostitution thing, yes.
That's more a fancy way if you're rich, okay?
I'm not rich.
It's not prostitution.
I can't even afford two tacos, all right?
It's not prostitution if you're rich. It's escorting.
Escorting? Okay, what would be the, I don't know. I mean, what would be the right age to be a sugar daddy?
But why is it only sugar daddies? You could have sugar mamas.
Well, true, but the topic's about sugar daddies. They asked about sugar daddies. I did think about that too, right? But they asked about sugar daddies. So what would be the right age
to be a sugar daddy? So then I could call myself a sugar daddy.
You can call yourself a lot of things, yes.
I'm going to be, don't put labels on me.
Well, and you are the one that's putting labels on yourself.
I know. I'm going to be these newer age kids. Like, don't put no labels on me. I want to be a sugar daddy. But you're a sugar mama. No, I'm going to be a sugar daddy.
Okay. Well, let's go through the list. Are you financially stable?
Maybe.
Okay.
In Mexico, I think I'm a millionaire.
Okay. In Mexico, but you live in the United States, so I don't think that qualifies you as financially stable.
Hey, but if I'm in Mexico.
Are you in Mexico?
I could be.
You could be, but are you?
And I could be working, doing some other activities that makes me more of a millionaire.
Okay. Are you generous?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you honest?
Yeah.
Are you respectful?
Yeah.
Do you communicate?
Sometimes.
Do you have experience?
Depends.
Are you compatible?
I can be.
And do you have discretion?
What's the definition of discretion?
That you keep everything quietly, secretly, my business, nobody has to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you have a penis?
Some could say yes.
No, but do you?
I could buy one.
Yeah, but naturally attached to your body, that appendix that attached to your body naturally where you pee from.
I could make one.
Yeah, but is it natural that you could pee from?
I could make you pee.
I don't mean you buying a hose. I mean you having a flesh full of blood. You get erection, penis attached to your body. Do you have one?
It's 2023. I could buy one to make one and do one and okay. Do all that.
But do you have it right now?
No, but
then you are not qualified as a sugar daddy.
Don't label me.
I'm just saying.
In the words of Jenny Rivera, my ovarios are huge.
But they're not a penis.
But they're big like a penis.
That is actually a medical condition. You should get that check. That might be cancer. You should go get that check. That is not normal. Well, according to professional sugar daddies, right? Because there is actually such a thing. Professional sugar daddies.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Okay, since when did this become a sport?
It's the to know all, see all sugar daddies.
Oh, it's like that joke that I heard. There was this Christian.
Oh Lord!
What?
You started with Christian.
No. I mean the comedian was Christian, and I heard it in a Christian comedy club. It said, "Hey," he said, "Hey man, are you pro gay?" And then he goes, "No, I'm not even amateur gay. I didn't even think there was a league." I was like, oh, that's actually pretty clever. So that's kind of like you right now. You know what I mean? It's the professional sugar babies. All right. The article says professional sugar babies share with what's really like to get paid to hang out with other rich guys. All right. That's what it says. According to them, seeking arrangement stats, the average, all right, for a sugar daddy to make, it's $250,000 a year, while the average sugar baby is 25 and makes $2,800 monthly due to their daddies. Now, they're as young as 38 years old. How experienced can you be at 38? I mean, if we go back to the list, you got to be experienced and, you know, you offer the the mentorship. How can you be so experienced at the age of 38? And second of all, kind of fucking 38-year-olds making $250,000 a year. I want that job.
Maybe a doctor or surgeon?
Bro, doctors don't make that much anymore.
You don't know.
I mean, unless you are like
a really good one. If you're a freaking surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon, to top it off, you're going to make a lot of money. Especially
I've seen their work.
Especially right now. Exactly. And have you seen the women around here with them fake BBLs?
Like I said, I've seen their work.
And exactly. And the dumb bras that go to them. So thank you for making them rich. AKA my future sugar daddies.
The sugar daddies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, going back to my question, how much can you provide of a mentorship at 38? If you're not a doc? Well, I mean, I guess if you're an architect.
A businessman.
But how much experience do you have?
Or, you know, what's it called? Contrabanda? Drug dealing?
Oh yeah, no, definitely, yes. You're talking about Chapo uh-huh. money. Got it. I mean, makes sense, but I mean, it does say mentorship, like it refers to them being more of a like a father figure. I mean, because it's the old school sugar daddy, where they're like, oh, you know, darling, let me tell you about, and then she has a problem, and he'll come in and.
These women have daddy issues.
That is actually a good point because I was going to talk about it later on because, I mean, I think that's one of the things. They have a lot of daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's still a little weird. But you are getting that piece of that $250,000 from that 38-year-old. I'm just saying.
That's my form of therapy.
I mean, if you can do that and the only thing you have to do is lay down there. Ugh. Or just write it up a little bit. But we're talking about the 38-year-old.
Okay.
I think that's where it differentiates, right? I mean, the 38-year-old still in its prime. He wants to do that bandwagon. Thank you, man. The one over 80 or the old school sugar baby, he just wants more of the companionship. Now, how alone do you have to feel in order for you to get a sugar baby?
Depending on if you're by yourself, like you're 80 years old, do you have a family?
I mean, I think that at that point, the kind of the family wouldn't fill that hole, right? Because you want that companionship and in an emotional way, even if you have your children or your sister or whoever, and if they're probably alive by then, because I mean, they're old school sugar daddies, right? They wouldn't fill that hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You are more aware of the American culture in that sense. Walk me through one of those ideas, because I really don't understand how the hell this works. It's a little weird to me, to be honest with you.
I don't know, because I don't have any sugar daddy experiences.
Well, I'm not saying you
I'm not a sugar baby, unless, you know, there's sugar daddies for hire that want a sugar baby and are looking.
So just to put it out there, if you're listening to us and you're a sugar daddy and you're looking for a sugar baby, Nelly baby year,
I had a couple of DMs.
Oh, well, okay. Tell me about that.
Where, you know, those Instagram...
I don't know.
Those Instagram bots were like, hey, I'm looking for a sugar baby. I'm going to deposit $1,000 and more every week if you want. But those are bots. Those aren't real.
How do you know they're bots, though?
Because everybody gets that.
I don't get them. It's not that I want them. But I don't get them.
I've seen your pictures online. I doubt you don't get. Check your restricted messages.
I do. And I don't get any.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're the only one that thinks that I'm just, you know, hunting out there, which I don't. I'm not. It's not my fault that I look pretty cool and I just take great pictures.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you know, it's not my fault.
You sound like your friend, the one that starts with a T and an Otto.
Really? Just say his name then. I can just imagine somebody, what's a T and an Oto? Huh? Is that together or is that like a space?
So we're
gonna,
comma,
dash, underline.
We're going to do a puzzle for the sugar baby to have a thinking session.
I mean, he could be considered a sugar daddy.
He's a sugar daddy.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying he could be.
I'm not saying he does, but he's an experienced man.
In what? I'm not burning my friend. I'm just saying.
Being a sugar daddy. I've seen his arm candy.
I mean, I'm going to let you handle that one. I'm not talking about his sugar candy. I'm just saying that.
He's not going to tell me no. And look, he's going to agree with me.
I'm not saying that he is a sugar daddy. All I'm saying is that he's my friend and I care for him and I wish him well for whatever his endures are. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to be like, no, I don't want him doing that, right? Okay.
So, yeah, you totally gave that away.
Maybe. Okay. So, sugar babies. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about sugar babies for a little bit. Okay. Why would you become a sugar baby?
I think those are the women that like to be kept.
You think?
Yeah. They're the ones that make it hard. They're the ones that make women look bad that don't want to strive to be something, but only have a goal. They want to strive to be something, but be something to the point that they want to be kept.
Okay, explain that. You lost me there for a little bit.
Like say me.
Uh-huh.
I'm more like, I don't need a man. Don't mind me, like I said. I don't need a man to get me.
Such a feminist thing
to get me.
I don't need no man.
But I don't need no man. But sometimes a girl, you know, once or twice a week, I want my man to treat me like, say, hey, babe.
That is so contradicting.
But hey, you could be, you know, let me have my feminine power, but yet be a feminine empowerment. If you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, because you're a man.
Yes, I agree. That's why it makes it so confusing, because it's, I don't know. I'm not planning to be a sugar daddy at all because I don't have the money.
You're giving me the clues of that maybe one day you want to be a sugar daddy.
How the hell did I give you that?
Why do you want to be experienced and why do you want to have pointers?
Okay, first of all, experience does not mean that you have to be a sugar daddy. Experience means you can be wise enough for you to actually teach the next generation how to handle things. It's not that I want to, you know,
what have is somebody. This, sugar daddy 101?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Sugar Babies 102?
No, listen, I just read many history books, and in common, they had always that wise person, right? So I always wanted to be that wise person. That's not mean I want to get a sugar baby. It just means that I want to be wise. If they happen to show up, that's a whole different story.
If they fell on my lap.
If they fell, yeah. I mean, I'm like, oh, I always raise my hands. Oh, you know, and if they happen to fall, they happen to fall. I'm just saying. But I'm not planning to be. I'm too cheap to be a sugar daddy. I don't even make enough for me to be a sugar daddy. And if I ever take somebody on a date, it's going to be on a bench in the park. And not even Lincoln Park Zoo, because, I mean, they're already shooting each other. So you can even take them anywhere at this point.
So what if you had the offer of saying, hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Have you ever thought of having a sugar mama?
Okay. You know the answer to that question. You know I'm going to be like, the fuck? And walk away.
No, you probably be putting on your booty shorts and they're worse. Sign me up.
No, I will not do that. I will not do that. All right. I will do that because one, I think that she'll be crazier than me and my life's in danger. That's what I will think if I ever, you know, if that ever comes to be, because again, look at me and you can see the video. Look at me. You see this? Yeah. Not very appetizing. All right.
1-800-SUGAR-DADDY.
Sugar daddy. Right?
Looking for sugar mamas. Call Charlie.
Okay, do that one more time, but you know, I'll put the background music. No, I can't even do the background music. No, I can't even do that. But no, seriously. Okay, I think, I don't know, right? The major thing that people think about is the fact that there's escorting, right?
Not
escorting. Escorting, right? But according to this, right? And this is somebody who's actually does the professional sugar baby kind of thing. All right. Uh-huh. Her name is Anne. All right. She said it's to pay student debt, rent, mentoring, and internships for all reasons. And she said that maybe, just maybe, by actually having a sugar daddy, she can find an actual serious relationship or a husband. So women actually also do it so they can find a husband. I guess the whole Al Pacino and the 29-year-old having a baby. I mean, she said for life.
But these sugar daddies don't always want commitments.
Well, no, actually, that's the agreement. You're actually having a commitment to the sugar daddies. I mean, you're having the mentorship and the companionship and all that beautiful thing that comes with the sugar babies. The only thing is that you actually go through an agreement and say, look, we only see each other at this time, certain time of day and sometimes, and I'll give you this, you give me that. And, you know, that's pretty much a relationship.
Yeah. But then what if the sugar daddy gets tired of the sugar baby or the sugar baby gets old? They want another young, fresh sugar baby.
I guess when she gets old, he's going to be older. And hence probably the 80 cheating, but again,
90
to me,
now.
90. But I mean, at that point, I think you should be
dead.
Maybe. I mean, have you seen Joe Biden? He's falling by himself. He's going to be 86 when he gets reelected and he's already losing it.
Look at
imagine Joe Biden right now having a sugar baby or him being unfaithful at this age.
Look at what's his face. The singer that just passed away. The one that sang with Lady Gaga. From the Rat Pack. I forgot his name.
I have no idea who that is.
Not Frank Sinatra, the other guy. Oh my God, I don't have a brain fart.
I don't know who that is. Hold on. I mean, yeah, we can Google that. But I mean, all I'm saying is this. If she's getting older, he's getting older. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think he's going to be. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be looking for another sugar baby, to be honest with you. And again, let's say you go with a 38-year-old, right? I mean, the new school the new school sugar baby, right? Let's say you go with that one. Yeah, I can give you that. You could probably, you know, change the model for a newer one eventually down the line. Probably, I'll give it probably 4 or 5 years, but I think that should be stipulated in the agreement, no?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I've known people that say, hey, don't lose this part of the body, because then, you know.
No, but that has not been a signed contract, maybe. It has to be in the contract.
A verbal agreement. It's a verbal agreement.
No, sometimes it's not a verbal agreement. It has to be a contract.
Okay, fine. But if you say on the agreement, you say, once you hit that age of 30, I'm going to trade you for a newer model.
Then the woman could say the same thing and say, maybe if you lose some weight, okay, you have to be a certain weight. So that way your, you know, gentleman parts grow maybe a couple more inches.
That is true. But then he's the one that has the power, because he's the one that has the money. And you said it yourself, first come the what?
First come the money, then come the power, then comes the women.
See, you see what I'm saying? So if you're going to be like, no, you need to be a certain weight so I can be hanging around with you, he's going to say, I'm the one with the money. I can get anybody else. Thank you very much. You're excused. So she literally doesn't have anything to win there.
Maybe a bomb ass pee.
Could be, but you wouldn't try it unless, you know, I mean, I guess somebody else could have that, you know, even stronger bomb pee. And we don't mean like pee, you know.
I mean, you know, peaches or, you know.
Don't do that.
Vaginas.
No, because when you said peaches, the first thing popped in my head was peaches, 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 peaches. And now I'm going to associate that with that. And now, you know.
And peaches to me is Bodhi.
Oh, I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
Yeah, peaches emoji. That's a booty.
Yeah, it went somewhere else with that. I thought you were talking about vaginas.
We're talking about vaginas too.
Okay, now you're confusing the baby. I mean, at this point, we're talking
booties and vaginas and, you know, peepees.
I don't know how we got to this point.
And remember the song, the singer that I told you that you know, that passed away?
Yes.
Tony Bennett.
Oh, Tony Bennett did pass away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had sugar babies?
I wouldn't doubt he had sugar babies. He probably had mad sugar babies. He's part of the Rat Pack.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I was like, Tony Bennett probably invented sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Okay. Maybe he did. I mean, but I mean, the way he sang, he was a panty dropper. Just like Frank Sinatra.
Even at 96, like, yeah. I bet you he got some tail.
Yeah. I mean, but those are the exceptions, right? I mean, again, we're going back to the whole hyperemia thing, right? I mean, that 10%, he did have a smooth talk and he would sing and, you know, he could get whatever he wanted. I mean, I don't think he needed a sugar baby. I think that would be, you know, I think he would have played against him. I mean, he could just get anybody and then take the Viagra, get the pump, which, by the way, actually, I found out doing the research that the majority of Hispanics and African Americans get the pump.
I could say that. Yeah. What was that one famous actor that passed away?
Andres Garcia.
Yeah.
In Mexico. Yeah, definitely. Again, not to burn anybody. I'm just saying that was a pretty cool fun fact when I was doing the research. Had nothing to do with the topic, to be honest with you. It just really didn't.
No, it just popped up.
But it just popped up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what happened, Charlie? I said, what's up? Like, African Americans and Hispanics did more of the procedure of the pump. Now they're doing it even more. And I was like, interesting. That's very nice to know. 7 o'clock in the morning conversation. I don't know why that came up. I really don't know.
Does the penis have bones?
No, it does not. That will hurt. It does not. It actually has chambers. They fill with blood when you get an erection.
So how do they extend them?
The chambers get full with blood.
No, but I'm saying, you know, how do men make their penises bigger?
You literally, what, you mean with the pump?
Yeah.
You pump it.
Well, there's another way, because where the heck
you pump it as you listen to the Black Eyed Peas.
like pump it. Like the gym shoe?
Pump it. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, when I get one, I'll let you know. I don't think that'll be anytime soon. And honestly, the way I see you, going back to the other episode, I don't think I'm going to make it to 60. Okay? So.
Not if you're living in your house.
Yeah, no, right? After this, they're going to kill me. Okay? I think that the sugar babies, they have, you know, they. Somebody said to me, because I asked him, like, and this is a guy, I asked him, like, listen, what do you think about sugar daddies? He goes, look, man, I'm an old school guy. I still think that that's just the way of a form of prostitution. Back then, you know, it was more discreet. you actually kept it down on the down low, but now it's more open. And now what they say is that, oh, you have problems economically, get a sugar baby or get a sugar daddy. I think he has a point, but inflation is tough, man. Mm-hmm. You need to survive.
You better have some mad money.
Well, according to the studies, $250,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
I guess you could say it is.
You don't think that's a lot of money?
Nowadays, I doubt it.
Oh, so back then it wasn't even a lot of money?
Back then, heck yeah, it was.
So you think that making $250,000 a year, it's like average money?
Right now it's inflation?
I mean, no, in general. I mean, I don't even have $10 in my account.
Oh, wow. Then I could be the sugar mama.
You can be the sugar mama, which actually brings a good point. Why would a sugar mama get a sugar baby?
I don't think I would.
Okay, but why do you think sugar mamas get sugar babies? You think it's for the same reason?
I think so. Companionship.
Companionship.
And then at a certain age, your libido starts rising.
Yeah, that I always found that ironic, how the men at the age of 40, their libido starts going down. And the woman at the age of 40 starts going up. That is just, if Mother Nature ever wanted to play a freaking joke, that was it. Because now you're like, bang me! And he's like, I can't because I don't have the stamina. I just found that hilarious. I'm not saying I'm going through it, but maybe I'm just saying that, you know, it's just funny. I just think it's funny. Okay, so the negative aspects of having a sugar daddy, okay? Why do you think it's a negative aspect?
Controlling.
That's actually a good one. Because I think it opens up the possibility of being, what's the word I'm looking for? Abused.
Yeah.
Abused economically, emotionally.
Mentally.
And verbally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Actually, on the article Sugar Daddy and the Dangerous Types of Arrangements, it says that sugar dating can involve scenarios with harassment, sexual assault, and manipulation of financial arrangements to coerce unwanted sexual action known as rape. Sugar dating isn't safe and is an empowering system to inherently exploitative. So it opens up the dark, well, the door. It opens up the door for something extremely dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
The abuse. Monetary, psychological, and not to mention sex trafficking.
Yeah.
That's
really, really popular right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about that? Like how if you had someone who is thinking about getting a sugar daddy and knowing that could be one of the risks, why would you tell them?
I don't know. That's scary. I'm like, would you put your life just for, you know, a dollar sign?
It is happening more on college scenes.
Yeah, but that's...
That freaking student debt's a problem.
Yeah, but then also there's a lot in college that goes on behind the scenes. Like, you know, rape, drug raping, like drug... What's it called? Date rape.
Bam, 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 bam.
Like date rape, drugs, you know. I'm like the R word.
The R word. I mean... I think that it's a dangerous, I think that old school sugar daddies, they knew how to play the game, right? I mm-hmm. think that they're more respectful. I think that they'll be willing to just accept the companionship and respect that person as a person, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I read this book called The Diary of My Sad Horse, right? It's by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And pretty much is about this old man in Colombia who is he has money. He's rich, right? Not like super rich, but he's rich. He lives comfortably, but he's alone. So because he thinks that he's going to die soon, and because he's 90, he said, look, I'm going to get myself a prostitute. Okay, so I'm going to get myself a prostitute. And he finds this person, this prostitute, a very young woman, and he goes to her and says, look, I don't want sex. The only thing I want is for you to come with me to my house and keep me companionship. Because he's 90. He's like, I don't want to do that shit. I've already done it. You know, whatever. I'll pay you for your companionship. And that's where pretty much the story begins, right? And I think that based on that book, obviously that's not very strong as a supporting supporting fact, but I think that old school sugar baby, sugar daddies will actually respect that, right? The young ones, though, the new ones, I don't think so. I think the 38-year-old would actually use the sugar baby as a sexual object, and I think that they will actually do the, you know, the abuse and whatnot. I don't think they have any standards when it comes to it. If there are any standards of being a sugar daddy, because again, I don't know. To me, that was still a little concept that, you know, back in my day, those were the sugar daddies were called el dueño de la otra casa, the owner of the other house.
To me, a sugar daddy just makes me think about pimps.
Okay, explain that one, because it does bring that, you know.
I guess the TV glorified it as like not to like pimps and hoes.
Butts and hoes.
So in my mind, like sugar daddy, that's what it reminds me. Like he has a lot of hoes.
But he only has one though.
But what makes you think there's only one?
Because it's in the agreement.
That doesn't mean that's actually happening. You could tell me, oh yeah, I'm going to be your sugar daddy, but maybe you told that other girl you want to be the sugar daddy.
Well, somebody did tell us too that when you, and this is in quoting her, right? She said, sugar daddies back in the day knew their place and they knew what they had to do. And he was fine. She did say that, remember?
Yeah. Because back in the day, 70s, 80s, there, you know, men had, like before, you could say the same thing about gangsters. There's a difference between gangbangers now who don't know respect and don't know how to gangbang the right way to gang.
Is it a right way?
No, it's not a right way, but you got to look at it as in gangsters.
I got it.
You know,
I went somewhere else.
Like gangsters, like Al Capone, you know. I'm not glorifying Al Capone, but, you know, he was an entrepreneur in his sort of way. And he didn't go out all crazy. Like, he respected, you know, he fed the poor. And, you know, he made sure, you know, money was made the right way.
It was funny because I saw a video going back to the gang banging. This person said, no, it was, I think it was a girl from California that said, oh yeah, you know, and in gang banging, you know, she's like, you can do whatever you want. And then he goes, what? The guy goes, what? She goes, gang banging. He goes, what do you mean by gang banging? She goes, you know, the guys who are in gangs, gang banging. And then he goes, you mean gang banger? She goes, no, gang banging. She goes, what do you think is a gang banging? He goes, yeah, the person that's in the gang. He's like, no, gang banger, it's the person in the gang. Gang banging, it's something different. She goes, no, gang banging is the person in the gang, right? And then he goes and explains, gang banging is a group of people having sex with just one. It's a gang bang. She goes, oh, that makes sense. I was like,
that includes that too.
I just want to clarify what we're talking about. But you're right. I think that the old school, again, I don't know any sugar daddies. I'm just basing on what I've asked people during the week for this conversation. But yeah, she did mention that. And I agree. I remember that back in the day in Mexico, when you had the other house, right? The gentleman was very discreet. And if he had 27 kids outside of marriage, he was very discreet. And didn't we talk about that before? Where there was, in that justifiable lies, where they're like, oh my God, I found on Facebook. Did I tell you that story?
That you had that person had another family?
No. There was somebody who told me that their father, right, figure and blah, blah, blah. And he found out through Facebook, right, that he had another family after he passed.
I could see that in Mexico.
He was not Mexican.
Another Latin countries.
It wasn't Latin.
Okay, then what the hell was it?
He was from the Middle East.
I could see that too.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not that different. I mean, we kind of do look alike. I'm just saying that it's funny because back in the day, yeah, you would have your sugar baby, right? But nobody would find out about it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you were rich enough to have, you buy another house outside of the of, you know, your own town, and you just, you know, do your bang, went, thank you, man, we'll go to that hotel. I'm just saying, the point is that they will keep it more discreet. And to me, it was fascinating how people actually would have another house, in quotes, for years, like 30, 20 years. I mean, first of all, I'm not saying that's impressive, but I mean, hiding that for that a long time, you might be doing right. But I guess it's the knowledge. I don't know.
Well, if you know your way and you want to be kept, then you'd be quiet.
I mean, well, that's a good thing. Like, let's say, for example, you come to the agreement, right? And he's an old school sugar baby, and you have the agreement, and then you start blackmailing him. That would be cool.
He could cut you off in many ways.
I'm not even going there. I don't know what you meant by that. But I think that how will you, okay, like if you were a sugar mama, right? And your sugar baby comes and starts blackmailing you, what would you do?
Go ahead. It's not going to do you any good. Because if you don't have a job and I'm the one supporting you and I'm buying your, you know, paying for your apartment and paying for your expenses, now what are you going to do? You're going to have a tough life because I'm cutting you off.
I mean, that's true. You're losing your source of income, and then, but you can always get another one. You can actually get another one as you're actually planning to lose this one.
But maybe in the sugar daddy and sugar mama world, they could blackball you.
That is true. Oh, so like they communicate with each other? Like, it's, hey, man, listen.
You'd be surprised. Maybe it's a tight-knit community.
I honestly didn't think about that. That's actually a very good point. Like, do they communicate? I mean, it's not like they have a sugar baby club. You know what I mean?
It's a black market out there. Maybe there's, you know, the dark web where, like, they communicate. And, you know, if there's sex sites and sex pages where you can meet up and link in, like, you know, swiping and Tinder, that you know that there is sugar mama and sugar daddy pages.
Well, actually, that's true, because they said in the articles I read, they said that a lot of people actually right now go to social media like Tinder and stuff like that to look for sugar daddies. So maybe, you know, you know each other, you meet each other casually at the same location that you wait for the sugar baby, and then you start talking to within each other, and they say, hey man, yes, I went out with her, and you know, she likes, you know, and maybe that's the way of networking. That's actually a good, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so then I could easily blackball you and blackmail you and like literally put you out in the world and say, hey Charlie, don't look out. Hey, I had Charlie for 10 years. Guess what? He just ratted me out and he blackballed me and blackmailed me. So like, just watch your step and don't even touch him.
That sounds like it could be. But see, I see them doing that with the young generation of sugar daddies, not the old. The old be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm almost dead.
Yeah, but now it's the new generation where you have the internet and you could easily be blocked and, you know, blacklisted.
That is true. Man, that's a very complicated world. See, that's why when I think about my golden age at the end of my life, I'm just going to be that freaking grouchy old man who's going to live in a cabin and just forget about everybody else.
Also, you say.
And probably hear the podcast. Like, oh, I remember when I said this.
The good old days.
The good old days. Forget about it. And then you go back and make another podcast just as a comeback.
Charlie's back.
I know. Like, this bitch thought he was dead. No, just in the cabin.
No, I'm just an illusion.
I know. Why did I sound like Howie McConaughey or whatever his name is?
I don't know.
I'm just an illusion.
I'm just an illusion. Because you never know. 2034, you're going to be like, what was it called? Like Zordon from Power Rangers.
Shut up. He was a sugar daddy too?
No.
Oh.
That's going to be your podcast. You're just going to be a big old face.
Big old face. Hello, Power Rangers.
You're going to be an orb. This is sugar daddy Charlie. Calling all sugar babies.
Go, go, Sugar Rangers. No, knowing me, I'd be more like Shenron from Dragon Ball. you know, turn like a paint my face green or something like that and be like, what is your wish? Sugar daddy, sugar babies, your wish has been granted. You know, disappear.
Sugar daddy 9000.
Over 9000. Yeah, that'll probably be me. All right. How do we find a sugar daddy?
Look up www.sugardaddy.com. Which I wouldn't doubt is probably a page.
I hope not, because now you just, you know. Let me see. No, wait, no. Okay, so I say that if you're gonna do a if you're gonna go with a sugar daddy, I think you shouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of risks out there. You know, prostitution, the harassment scenario, not delivering the deal, lying to you. You know, like you said, blackmailing you or conning you off from the ring. You know, I think that's a lot of work. But I mean, if you really
There are sugar daddy apps.
Shut up. Are there?
I was wondering why people kept on saying Ashley Madison. So she's a sugar mama?
All right. You got to break the news here. Okay, I'll wait. I'll listen. Go ahead. You finally did some research in the middle of the show. Yeah, it's better late than never.
It says, with Ashley Madison, we have another rather controversial site, ethical speaking, on other hands, that said many sugar babies and sugar daddies won't. So I'm guessing this is like a sugar daddy, sugar baby app.
Okay.
So, the discreet sugar baby apps for cheating. Pros, 70 million members worldwide.
70 million members. Holy cow.
So, and then they got Elite Meets Beauty and Elite Singles. So again, it's not prostitution. It's elite.
Okay.
In quotations.
In quotations, of course. Quotations, of course. You got to show on the video too.
So yeah, so there are apps. So sugar babies. So you know what Nelly Baby's gonna be doing tonight.
Don't create your profile now. At least make it less discreet when you're not on the camera. Like, oh my god, that Nigerian
just downloaded my picture right now.
That Nigerian prince will be like, oh, she's already in that.
I am an African prince. You know, all the housewives all had dealt with one African prince.
I think even I have dealt with an African prince at one point.
You did?
Like, oh my God. I will send you money if you send me pictures. Like, dude, I don't think you want my picture.
Send me those.
I'm a man and I know I saw you. So therefore you send me your picture. Send me those. Oh, okay, cool. I mean, as long as you know that I'm a man, I'll send you the fucking picture. I don't care. I'll get the money.
So, and
that's how I got blackmail.
And that's how we have apps. So if any of those apps I mentioned want to sponsor us for
airtime,
please deposit money to Sugar, to Nelly Baby.
Nope.
Forget Charlie. So Charlie says that he does not want to be dealing with your app. So I advertised you. So please send money to Nelly Baby.
Nelly Baby just sold us to the sugar daddy.
Hey, we're going to get sponsors. Watch.
That'd be hilarious if we do, man. If we do.
And we get sponsors from Ashley Madison or Sugar Babies, Sugar Daddies.
I mean, we did get sponsored by your influencer on the parenting with Charlie and Ellie Baby.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was very nice. I still find that very, very, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for? Honored about that. But if we get a Sugar Daddy website or, you know, app to.
We're not promoting it.
We're not. But no, definitely.
If we get paid for
we're not. No, we're not. No, definitely. I don't think I want to be part of the
if I get paid for it. Hey, if Kim Kardashian could, you know, get paid for advertising any shameless ass things, I can too, darn it.
I think that we should actually encourage not to do it. All right. Again, I don't think it's worth it. I think the risk of you having a bad deal or ended up in a sex trafficking or prostitution, not delivering the deal, it's gonna be bad, right? I don't know what the percentage is, but I don't think it's a low one. I think that it's if you're gonna do it, because I mean, obviously, if you need to survive for whatever reason, you should educate yourself on how to look for a sugar daddy. Those apps, I don't know. I don't want to say that they're bad or they're good because they haven't sponsored us, depending on how much money they send and how much and you know, what's the deal we're going to break. But I mean, at that point, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Be like regular people and go beg for money on, you know, on those, whatchamacallit, those pages.
Those streets?
That too.
What pages? Oh, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did actually have that idea before. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, how will that work? Like, will you become a sugar daddy if you get enough money on GoFundMe? Like, will you put a GoFundMe and be like, yeah, I want to become a sugar daddy, fund me for this?
And GoFundMe, I'll send you some chonies.
For, well, I mean, that's OnlyFans or fans only.
That too.
I mean.
They do get paid through there too.
They do make a good argument. I mean, if I open up a fans only, what the hell would I sell?
Your holy chonies?
You mean holy because they have a lot of holes, or is it be holy because they're sacred?
Depends. I don't know how you treat your underwear.
Not that good. I'm a guy.
It's like this underwear went through my penis. $10, Vince. $10. And it's, there's still a hair on there.
Not mine, though. That was not mine.
Whose hair is it?
Don't worry about it. You know, be like, oh my God.
It's DNA.
Yeah, DNA. Yeah, that's not right. All right. Anything to close.
I guess sugar babies, you go do your thing, sugar babies. But remember, be safe. And yeah. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. I think so. I agree with that too. I think that if you're going to do it, just be more responsible. I think it was just funny how it went from you shouldn't cheat at 80 or any age. But if you're going to cheat at 80, how the hell do you do it to sugar daddies? I just cannot understand how we went from there to this. And I open up a new, a door in my head and a new world. And now I'm actually feeling a little extremely uncomfortable and a little bit dirty. I'm not going to lie. But then again, I'm enjoying it.
But yeah, you're thinking about ways to sell your underwear online.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, okay, I feel a little dirty and disgusted, but I'm kind of enjoying it. You know, it's a little conflicted. It's a conflicted feeling. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, whoever's listening to us are like, fuck's wrong with this too?
Why now?
You know, we're sober. That's what I can think of. We're sober. All right, guys. This has been another episode. We'll see you the next time. Thank you for listening to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Now, I know we're not everybody's cup of tea, but somebody else might enjoy it. They can listen to this episode and many others on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Alexa, and iHeartRadio. You can follow us on our social media on Instagram and Charlie_Elmero or @NellyM82. And you can also follow us on TikTok @ The Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Thanks for listening.